anger,
compulsion,
concern,
confusion,
constant,
curiosity,
disgusted,
dread,
embarrassed,
exclusion,
failure, guilty, 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 horrified,
loneliness,
paranoia,
repetition,
repetition, repetition, repetition.
I was walking home late at night on the street that I grew up on, and there's nobody else around, and it's just, it's after, it's that quiet after it's rained.
They were just on it, they were on a killing spree.
And then out of the bushes jumps these two guys in neon hunting vests, followed by a camera crew with lights and camera and sound boom, and they're all running after me. And I'm on a southern hunting show, but I'm the thing that's being hunted.
I remember, like, the terror of, like, realizing that that was happening and, like, seeing the guy and just, you know, really hoping that he wasn't gonna come over to me and, you know, get me with his bow and arrow. But meanwhile, like, people I knew and loved and were close to me were getting hit with the bow and arrow.
They corner me in a bathroom, and one of them cocks his rifle, and I think, this is it. And then, you know, when I open my eyes again, he's looking at me just kind of shifty-eyed, like, you know, we're just f***ing with you, man.
Anxiety, despair, fear, panic,
shock,
terror.
It was never going to stop.
I was on a plane, and we were going, in my mind, somewhere nice.
Usually I can see with incredible detail and in very slow motion the breakup of the jet.
The flight attendants start running around and they're like, get back in your seat, get back in your seat. And all of a sudden the plane just does like a nosedive.
Only one time have I actually been in the plane when it crashed, and supposedly I died, and then I was walking away from the airport learning that I had been killed in a plane crash.
I'm about to enter where my bedroom is. And this great white-gray horse's head rears out from above the doorway and rushes down towards me.
And I ran off the top of the building. It was maybe 5 stories high.
And the next thing I know, I'm in an elevator. And suddenly the cord snaps. And the horse head is following me as I fall.
I mean, why would I be running in the first place? Was there some kind of suicidal, you know, intent there? I suppose, because nobody pushed me.
I am surrounded by water. There is no way back onto land.
At one point, I get separated from everyone else with this other friend of mine.
And something is coming towards me from behind.
And somehow I let him kind of fall into the sea.
It's a huge sort of coppery mass, undulating. It's full of bubbles. And as it gets closer and closer to me, I start to feel this intense flaming pain in my joints. And either I jump into the lake and I drown, or I am consumed.
I know from that moment on that I have to hide it for the rest of my life. I have to hide him, and I have to hide the fact that this happened.
This happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. This
happened. There was this man that came around, and he was called the Collector.
I am walking through an alley and emerge into a cleared out area, which looked like it was a building that had been demolished.
And I was trapped in the ground and I couldn't get away, and the Collector was coming for me, and he drove like an ice cream truck.
I keep thinking, I shouldn't leave my briefcase there. I shouldn't leave it there. I shouldn't leave it there.
And it was going to be horrible once he got me.
And it was going to be horrible once he got me.
There was a kiosk or some kind of machine or device, and I knew what to do, even though I didn't know what it was. And it had a little depression where you're supposed to put your finger. So I put my finger in it, and it pricked my finger and sucked a drop of blood out of my finger.
I'm in some kind of a vehicle in the passenger side of the car. The car is just going faster and faster, and I can't stop it.
Water. Pet turtle.
Pet turtle.
I see the basement door.
I was on one side of a pane of glass,
And my mother, who was an artist, was painting on the other side.
And I'm walking down the basement stairs, and I discover that I forgot that my pet turtle is down there. And I haven't gone down to feed him. I haven't taken care of him.
Every time I saw a brushstroke appear, I would run to the source.
And not only has he been neglected and starving, but he's gone on to start reproducing. They aren't just turtles, but they're babies, like neglected newborns.
And then this brushstroke would appear somewhere else, and I'd run to that.
I am consumed.
Demolished.
Suicidal.
They're all running after me.
The collector.
Transgressing.
Faster and faster, and I can't stop it.
The breakup of the jet.
Nosedive.
I wanted to convince myself that I would come out of it and be awake and it would not have occurred, but I just couldn't convince myself. I was very convinced that it was real.
Nightmare Scenario, a 24-hour audio experiment conducted by Aaron Henkin at the Megapolis Audio Festival back in 2010. You're tuned to The Signal, an original production of Your Public Radio in Baltimore.